Well, that's the sound of Super Bowl 52 opening night at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul, Minnesota last night. The event was a mix of sports journalists, celebrity show reporters, and comedians, all vying for the players' attention. The two big stories of the night for Patriots fans were the health of Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady. WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer joins us from St. Paul with an update on the lead up to Super Bowl 52. Morning, Shira.
Good morning, Deb.
So this opening night media event kicked off Super Bowl week. What news came out of it?
Well, Tom Brady told everyone he doesn't listen to Madonna and he can't name a character on the Game of Thrones. But seriously, it was the absence of Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. Gronkowski is going through the NFL's concussion protocol, and because of that, he's exempt from any media obligation, and that includes media night. But he did practice Saturday and Sunday, and he is expected back at practice later today. Before he can play in the Super Bowl, he'll need to be cleared by an independent neurologist. Now, Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola is not an independent neurologist, but here's what he had to say about Gronkowski.
I have had conversations with him, but nothing about concussions. I know, obviously, there's a bunch of doctors that he talks to about that, so they got it all handled, and he looks like Gronk to me.
The good news for Patriots fans, Gronkowski did appear on stage at the Patriots send-off rally, and so that's also seen as a good sign for his recovery if he can tolerate the loud noise of that event and the bright lights. It's believed that he will be, or he's headed quickly toward clearance by an independent neurologist. Now, there was also Tom Brady. He did appear at media night. He was wearing black gloves that kept photographers from getting a close-up of that cut on his right hand. But truthfully, it would have been hard to get a good shot of Brady because he was surrounded by reporters, usually about 8 or 9 rows deep.
Now, Tom Brady's always the big attraction. It's his 8th Super Bowl appearance. Does this hype around the big game seem to get old for Brady at all?
Doesn't look like it. I think he realizes at 40 there's probably not too many more Super Bowls left in his career, though you never know with Brady. Could be out there till 50. Also, I think he's mastered dealing with the hype and the buildup and all the craziness that comes with the Super Bowl. He obviously didn't say anything too revealing last night. And he always, at these events, tries to pick out something that makes this particular Super Bowl, the one he's about to play in, special. And this time around, it's his family's connection to Minnesota. And here's what he had to say about that.
Anytime we've played Minnesota, it's been very cool. I've always had a lot of family come to these games. I mean, 50 to 100 people. And I know there's a lot of fans in Broward rooting for the Patriots, which is pretty unique.
Now, Broward is a small town about 2.5 hours north of the Twin Cities. Brady's mom, Galen, grew up in Broward, and we've been hearing a lot from Brady and from others about how a young Tom Brady, Tommy, grew up ice fishing and milking cows as a kid in Broward.
Now, Tom Brady has said not to think of the Philadelphia Eagles as an underdog, not when they were the number one seed in the NFC and they had a 13-3 record. But what about the Eagles? Do we know if they see themselves as an underdog against the Patriots?
Well, I think the best way to answer that is to hear from Philadelphia tight end Zach Ertz. Here's what he had to say last night.
I think the city of Philadelphia is kind of the true underdog city. It's a blue-collar town. They've never been given anything. You know, it's not New York with the glitz and the glam. But it's a city that loves to work hard and kind of earn everything that they've ever been given. And I think as a team, that's kind of the same thing.
But even if the Eagles see themselves as underdogs, they're going to have a pretty tough time getting local Minnesotans to cheer for them. The locals are still pretty bitter about the fact that the Vikings lost to the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. And when the Eagles were announced last night, there was tons of booing throughout the arena.
You know, it's not often that a cold weather city hosts the Super Bowl. And you don't get much colder than the Twin Cities. What's the scene been like in Minnesota? What stands out to you, Shira?
Well, first of all, I've never picked up a credential at a shopping mall, but the Mall of America, one of the largest malls in the world, is the base of operations for the NFL during the Super Bowl. Both teams are actually staying at hotels attached to the mall. But the thing that really sticks out to me is the famed Minnesota Nice. Everybody here has been so welcoming, so helpful, and they have these volunteers that are in blue coats stationed throughout the city, and they're standing out in the cold for hours at a time, just directing people where to go to make it easy for people to get where they want to be and see what they want to see.
All right. WBUR's Shira Springer. Keep smiling, Shira. She's covering Super Bowl 52 for us in Minnesota. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.